Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going a million miles an hour today because we've got so many guests, so many different hosts. We've got Steve Watson coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to be hosted by Aaron Dykes. Of course, Alex Jones is going to call in later on with an update. He's on the road at the moment. We're joined by Steve R. Pachenik, whose revelations this week have prompted one of the biggest reactions we've ever had from a guest. The listeners have been completely blown away with what they've heard. Steve Pachenik, of course, Deputy Assistant Secretary under three different administrations, also worked in the Reagan and Bush senior administrations, top spy master, terrorist hunter for the US government, wrote the book on psychological warfare and counterterrorism for the State Department, and of course dropped the bombshell this week on the Alex Jones Show that Osama bin Laden has been dead for the best part of a decade, since late 2001. Dr. Pachenik, great to have you back on the show today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, and I want to thank you and Alex Jones for bringing me on. I want to thank the audience for listening to me. It's very kind of them, and this is something that we go back over a decade. It's very rare to have a host like Alex Jones who had the bravery to bring me on 10 years ago right after 9/11, when I pronounced not only was 9/11 a false flag and stand-down operation, which most Americans now realize, but at the same time, part of the whole scenario of the PSYOPs war that was created by Bush Jr. and before that Clinton, quite frankly, because he was involved, was the fact that Osama bin Laden had been diagnosed with Marfan syndrome. Many of your people can look it up. It's called MARFAN, where the lifespan's very short, and one of the consequences is arterial fracture and all kinds of side effects, but primarily renal dialysis with a very short lifespan, and Alex talked about it yesterday. And at the time that 9/11 occurred, he was eminently dying, and then by the time Tora Bora came in, he was already dead. So when I went on the air 9-10 years ago, and Alex was kind enough to invite me, I said, look, Osama bin Laden is dead. The issue of why we used Osama bin Laden is basically a story narrative that the intelligence community, usually the CIA and civilians, not often the military, although the military is literally separated out at this point. Many of my own men I work with in special forces, not the Navy, but in the Army, particularly in the Army intelligence, have really been watching this, and I must admit that I have full respect for our military. I myself was a colonel at 32 and refused promotion at 39, but my point being that there was a narrative that was developed in order for the United States to go into a so-called war on terrorism, which is an oxymoron because terrorism is not a war, it's a tactic, it's not a strategy. And that narrative was carried forth with all kinds of storylines that made no sense, including Osama bin Laden was supposed to be the bad guy, and that's why we went in there, and we would pursue him and continue the war in Iraq and Afghanistan for reasons that were unclear to everybody, except that we were killing al-Qaeda members. But it turned out that the al-Qaeda members we were killing were the people we trained in the beginning when I was involved in the Carter administration under Brzezinski, and then followed through in various other administrations. They came out, some of them from special forces, others from other divisions of the military, and were trained in Brooklyn and elsewhere, and then were put in as mujahideen, as most of the Americans know. And then eventually the storyline went, as the Bush administration created with the neocons, Paul Wolfowitz in particular, Zalmay Khalilzad, Elliot Abrams, Condoleezza Rice, Richard Cheney, all of the what would eventually be turning criminals and liars, as we found out that there was no weapons of mass destruction. And suddenly, not only did we have one villain, Osama bin Laden, who already been dead in this narrative of science.
And we'll talk about it after the break. Stay there. We'll be right back with Steve R. Pachenik.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, live, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're talking to Steve R. Pachenik, top spymaster, works under five U.S. administrations. Dr. Pachenik, I was talking in the last half hour to the former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Reagan, Paul Craig Roberts. And he was, of course, fascinated by the statement you made earlier this week, the fact that a top general under Wolfowitz told you directly that 9/11 was a false flag and that you were prepared to go in front of a federal committee to reveal that name. Roberts was wanting to know how you're not concerned about your safety while withholding that kind of explosive information. So can you elaborate on that for us?
Be happy to explain it. Number one, most of the people who were involved in the false flag and stand down understand what it is I really did over 20 to 30 years. I was what you call a solo operator and worked all over the world. I didn't work for the CIA. I worked directly for the president or the secretary of state, and I did regime change. So that gentleman and others understand what I do, and I won't go into detail, and they don't really have to go into understanding how I do it, but they do understand. Every one of the neocons knows me exceedingly well. And remember, I had worked with Cheney and Rumsfeld before under the Nixon administration. I didn't personally know them, and Rumsfeld was at the Rand Corporation, but I had worked with all the neocons, and they weren't allowed under the Bush senior administration. So the issue of my safety is not really the issue. I'm just like any other American citizen who served our country. And I said, you know, it's enough. I was colonel at 32. I was promoted to brigadier at 37 or 39. I refused that. I didn't go in full time. I went out to become what every American citizen is an entrepreneur, and basically wanted to live my life as I wanted to and make the mistakes that I could and criticize the administration while being able to serve it. And I volunteer still to serve our military, and I'm very proud of that. I won't go into the details, and I don't ask for money, and I never have, and I don't receive a pension. But it's a very clear understanding that your American public should understand that if somebody doesn't step forward, I'm no more a hero than a mechanic, a truck driver, anyone else, and I'm saying this is enough. And I don't worry for my life. My life has been at risk serving my country, I don't know, 8, 9 different times, from the Middle East to the East Asia to Cambodia, with the Khmer Rouge, with the Red Brigade, with PFLP. And so I think those who know what I'm saying understand that this could be a mutual assured destruction if anything really happened to me. And it would really not be very good for anyone to consider even thinking about terminating me, because it's not an issue. I mean, I don't need to threaten anybody. Everybody understands in the business what I do and what I've done. And it would be best for everybody just to cool it and allow an American citizen to say exactly what he wants to say, to criticize a president who's not qualified to really be in this position at this point in time, who has maintained a narrative that's totally deceptive, false, a lie. And basically, the issue is, you know, those who are involved in this deception and in the 9/11, they're not going to get away with it. They have to understand that the American public will not allow the unresolved issues of 9/11 to go away, as you've seen even a decade later, thanks to people like yourself and Alex Jones and the wonderful, wonderful people who are listening to this, the radio broadcast. I don't see myself as any particular hero, or whether there's a death threat, that's fine. I mean, I do what I do without the concept that they're going to kill me or I'm going to disappear. And that's unfortunate for most people, because I feel like the Jeffersonian doctrine, which is every generation has to fight for their own democracy. So I'm blessed to be in a country where at the same time I can serve Nixon, Reagan, Bush, Ford, Carter, and Bush Sr., who I admired immensely, and at the same time be able to criticize his son, who I thought was totally incompetent and totally dangerous, Bush Jr. And now I see that there's a sequel to that, and that is Obama. It doesn't matter to me whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or any other spectrum of the policy, but you cannot, I repeat, you cannot continue to have a psyops operation on the American public that wants to justify the increased popularity and self-aggrandizement of a president like either Bush Jr. or Obama, and he uses that to manipulate the public without telling the truth, and then gets confabulate stories about an attack where a man was already dead and had a confrontation which never existed, and an intelligence community that backed it up and knows fully well that they have deceived and lied the American public. It's important that your audience understand, at this present point, terrorism has become such a big business. We have over 850,000 people involved around the Washington area in the military-industrial complex making in top-secret relations, which is absurd. We have TSA that has really never done anything to prevent or protract safety. And what's important to understand in this point right now for the public, we have been safe for over 30 to 40 years. Nothing and no one has ever attacked the United States. The only people who attacked the United States was George Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. So the nonsense that since 9/11 we have been safe is an absolute lie. It's a continuous lie, and those who believe it are continuously deceiving the American public. If anything else, it has become worse. We've exacerbated our relationship with the Pakistani government, the Pakistani military, which I have worked with under Yaqub Khan, and they're very true intelligence operatives who can have the access or had the access that I've had, including with the fundamentalist, Islamic fundamentalist who went to school with me, And at the same time, we have become an increasingly police state, which is exacerbating our economy, our the fact that we are going down in our living standards, the fact that people have to have double jobs. There are no jobs available. And this president, all he cares about is garnering $1 billion to reelect himself in another narrative, which was totally delusional. So the problem now isn't about me. I'm no more a hero than any American who says, look, this is enough. I'm not going to take this anymore. But I didn't expect 10 years later for another delusionary panderer called a president, a politician, whether you're Republican or Democrat, to continue this nonsensical story that we have been attacked by Muslims, which we hadn't been. We were attacked by our own people in a false flag operation. And the point of the Osama bin Laden resurrection is this is the psychological resurrection. If the SEALs attacked anything, then they're going to have to explain to me, who's been in intelligence for a long time and works with special forces, not the SEALs primarily, how they attacked a mortuary, you know, because he's dead. And he was dead for 9 to 10 years, and there are others who can confirm that. The issue at hand now is still more important. We have to stop this government and other governments from continuing to deceive, deny, and continuously manipulate the American public. That's why Alex Jones is so important in your radio show. They can call us conspirators. I don't care. You know, that's an incredible, easy way for the intelligence community, which is not very effective, by the way. And let me give you another little statistic. 80% of the CIA now are composed of mercenaries. In the days that I worked under Reagan, Bush, and Bush Sr. in particular, we had real heroes, men who had really served our countries and worked on the Cold War. They weren't interesting in self-aggrandizement. They weren't interesting in promoting SEAL 6. No special forces unit that I have worked with, including Delta and other units in hostage negotiation, in the Army particularly, has ever come forth and said how great I am, and let me show you how great I am. It is unfortunate that the Navy has a proclivity, including under Admiral Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, whose father happens to have been a publicist for my talent agency, William Morris, and has a proclivity for self-aggrandizement because he made a real faux pas by giving the Medal of Honor to Greg Mortensen, another sociopath who claimed he went into Pakistan and built schools all over. He has a proclivity to dramatize a unit that has had a questionable history of effectiveness, the SEALs. When I was involved under Reagan, the SEALs were lost on a raft, six of them, 4 to 6 of them, on an assault to Grenada. Now, you explain that to me, but every movie I have seen and your public has ever seen aggrandizes and self-aggrandizes the SEAL unit, including Demi Moore's film, G.I. Jane, and other films. But the units I worked with and had in and consult to, you will never know about. They are dedicated, quiet men and women who have been intellectually exceedingly perceptive, very highly trained, and their job is to do their job, keep it quiet, and go home. And we're talking about great generals like General Petraeus and other generals who really have served our country. But you don't hear them going out and creating this fantasy of how they went in there and attacked a man who was armed but wasn't armed, who is dead but isn't dead, but now is floating in the water. So I warn the Navy, in particular the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, the best he can do, Mullen, is to resign now. And the same thing with Panetta. You're not qualified to run the CIA or the military, Secretary of Defense. And I warn the President of the United States, cease and desist this nonsensical story and stop calling the American people conspirator and marginalizing us by telling us what he wants to hear. Because the truth of the matter is the more he says things that are absurd and contradictory, the more he's going to expose himself to people like myself and others about his own questionable background. I'm not talking about his birther. He knows he has a very questionable history. And he's treading on very dangerous waters when you come into the world of PSYOP, in a world where guys like me and others who I work with are really professional. I don't go out in public. I don't need to have my picture taken. I don't need to have a uniform. And I don't have to be interviewed every 30 seconds to say how great I am. like this president.
Okay, we'll be back to talk more about it after the break with Dr. Steve Pacheni. Don't go away. This is the Alex Jones Show Live.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show, May 5th, 2011, talking to Dr. Steve Pacheni, who has been completely vindicated. The Situation Room photos were staged. Obama and Hillary did not watch the Bin Laden raid. Obama lied Sunday night on national television when he told Americans that he did. I want to get your take on that, Steve. And also, we don't have much time. Just one more question. On Sunday, Obama said America was safer because of this staged Bin Laden fable. They've ramped up the police state. They're talking about putting the terror level up a notch. How much danger are we in of them staging another false flag inside America within the next few weeks?
Well, I don't want to say they're going to create a false flag, but what he's done is when you lie, you continuously lie. So he will lie to create, in order to maintain this lie, he will increase what looks like the presence of counter-terrorist people, TSA and cops and all. But the reality, the only thing that's effective in terrorism and counter-terrorism over 30 years is human intelligence, and he doesn't have that. And the CIA doesn't have that because 80% of them on contract. The ones who have it are on the military, usually the Army, some elements of the Air Force. So I'm not worried. If they pulled another false flag, we're going to have a revolution in America. And he knows that. He will understand that. The intelligence community will understand that. That will precipitate violence in this country. And I warn the intelligence community that's listening now and the military, do not even think of creating another false flag, because that will be the beginning of a second American revolution. That will be the beginning where really the American public that is allowed to have guns will really understand that this country is out of control. So now I am warning the President of the United States, who is not the brightest individual in the world and who is also not very competent in his job, that if you want to get reelected, you best get reelected by understanding what the office is. It's to serve the public. It's not to serve your own grandeur and your own narcissism. It's to serve the American public. And by increasing the so-called security, you're creating more and more trouble. You've created more trouble by men and women, our honorable men and women who've gone and fought and died for this nonsense so that you can get reelected. Our veterans coming back without any benefits because you are not able to supply them, and you cannot get reelected on the bodies of the American people and on their welfare. So I warn you repeatedly, if you think I am just full of air, you better look at my history again on regime change. It will be very easy to initiate a regime change with you, Mr. President, and everyone around the intelligence community. If you want to come forth, I'll be happy to discuss it with you. But I believe the president, number one, is too cowardly, number two, not too bright, and his lying will be the undoing of his presidency.
Dr. Pechernik, about these staged photos, I mean, you said they were staged. Now it's come out that they were. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, being right is not good in my life because I'm a physician. If I tell you you have cancer, it's not. I'm not proud to say that you have cancer. Believe me, I have no great satisfaction in saying 9 years later that the American public has been duped again. But I'm warning those who are creating this story, including the intelligence community, the 850,000 people involved in counterterrorism, beware of what you do. You will be held accountable. The American public will hold you accountable. There are myself and others who understand exactly who you are, what you are doing. Do not mess with the American public, and that's my warning. There will be more deceptions, more lies, but if you increase your TSA, you increase your security, you will weaken the fibers of our democracy, and that will begin the second American Revolution. And if they don't understand that, they better look at what happened to the neocons, to Scooter Libby, and to many others. So you better understand, once again, I have not given you a false threat. I'm threatening you again on behalf of the Americans. As an American, do not play with American security, freedom, and the right to protest. That will be the demise of your institution. And Obama, you cannot keep lying. Your lying will undo this presidency and will undo the fabric of our society. So be careful. Your sociopathy got you to the presidency, but will not keep you in the presidency. Those are my
Dr.
final
Steve
words. God
Jenny,
bless America.
We're out of time. We've got to leave it there. We're out of time. Really appreciate you spending time with us, and we'll be sure to have you back on the show. There goes Dr. Steve Pechernik with more astounding revelations on The Alex Jones Show, and I'm sure that he'll be back on the air very shortly. Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, and Alex Jones are coming up to host the last hour and a half. I've been Paul Joseph Watson. Be sure to stay tuned for more groundbreaking information on at The Alex Jones Show Live at prisonplanet.tv. I'm signing off. Stay tuned for more after the break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is the Alex Jones Show. We're playing Pass the Baton here today with hosts. Alex is away on business. You just heard Paul Joseph Watson interviewing Steve Pachenik. I'm Steve Watson, another of Alex's principal webmasters. In the third hour, we've got Aaron Dykes coming up to present some deep research that he's been working on, which is always interesting to hear. But today we're talking, obviously, the hot topic as President Obama grandstands at Ground Zero, reaping the political benefits of Osama bin Laden, just as President Bush did before him. So we're going to get into a bit of the history of the mythical figure, bin Laden, who he is, where he's come from, and how he's going to be still an icon to be used by the establishment in the future. Obviously, the facts are getting lost in a froth of false vindication and faux patriotism that has arisen this week since the announcement on Sunday. But it's obviously key to break this down to understand why this has fundamentally and permanently altered our society for the worse. So we got the notion of the sort of bad guy. We got him. Good triumphs over evil. And this idea that that our governments represent our own sense of morality, which is obviously a complete theatre. It's just simply not reflective of reality and the way the world actually works. And, you know, anyone who actually believes that is either badly misinformed or completely naive. So, as the listeners of this show and many more people are aware, the origins of Bin Laden traces back to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in 1979, where him and the Mujahideen were trained and funded by the CIA and the Pentagon intelligence services. So, rather than lingering on that, we'll move on to some other examples of how Bin Laden's been used by the establishment to forward this idea of the boogeyman, the terror mastermind. But first, it's important to check out the interviews that Alex has conducted over the past week with Steve Pachenik and the interview that we've just heard. Because there are people at the moment, detractors, who are just simply seem to be immune to facts and evidence. And these articles and these interviews of this people like Pachenik, someone who's served under five presidents at the highest levels of government, it's important to get these out to people, you know, to show, to present the evidence. Because, for example, earlier this week, Alex was on TalkSport UK radio, and callers were calling in as he was giving out all the evidence, quoting the experts, and just simply, they were simply not hearing what he was saying. They were saying all he had was a website and maybe a YouTube video of himself saying these things. And that's a good clip and a good interview to get out to people, the TalkSport one. It's on the Alex Jones channel, the YouTube channel, because it shows that there's a kind of cognitive dissonance going on. There's a kind of a divide that's being driven by this faux patriotism that we have to overcome. The idea that Bin Laden was killed in this hovel, which the media for some reason referred to as a million-dollar mansion at first. We've got staged photographs flying around. We've got, you know, even if they do release a video or a photo, it's too late because they've already released a load of nonsense over the past decade, fake Bin Laden videos, recycled, rehashed material. It's important to get these key articles out to people to explain, to get through this cognitive dissonance, this holding two ideas in the head at the same time that conflict, because you've got this group of people who are almost violently patriotic at the moment with this announcement. It's a kind of psychological resurrection of the boogeyman Bin Laden figure. And it's very difficult to get through to them without getting these key facts and the words of these experts out to them, because at the end of the day, we're just people on camera or on the radio telling you these things. These people have to go to this stuff and see it for themselves. But we're going to get into, as I said, we're going to get into the history of this Bin Laden figure over the next couple of segments, and then in the third hour we've got Aaron Dykes. So let's go back to up until 2001, the sort of, you know, the real death of Bin Laden, which occurred, according to everyone who is in the know, in 2001, shortly after 9/11. Depending on the specific case that you choose to look at, Bin Laden was either being actively assisted and protected or willfully ignored and allowed to operate by our governments and intelligence agencies. In the early 90s, he led what became Al-Qaeda to Bosnia shortly after the outbreak of the conflict there to fight against the Bosnian Serbs, who subsequently became the target of US-NATO airstrikes. But
during that conflict, the Pentagon smuggled vast amounts of arms to Bosnian Muslims, led from afar by bin Laden, all the while knowing they were being led by bin Laden. And the arms were smuggled through Croatia, which was in flagrant violation, sorry, of UN arms embargoes at the time. They were working in tandem with Iran and Hezbollah to deliver weapons to these Bosnian Muslims. They had the financial backing of Saudi Arabia as well. But the reason for all this was because Pentagon was indebted to these fighters stemming from Afghanistan and also stemming from the first Gulf War against Saddam Hussein. During the Bosnia conflict, they were even involved in airlifting hundreds of these fighters, these Islamist fighters, into Bosnia on black C-130 Hercules aircraft. I mean, you can search the headline, America used Islamists to arm Bosnian Muslims, and you'll get a lot of articles that break this down. And, you know, this is one of the first examples of bin Laden being used as this Western asset. There's an excellent account actually written by a professor here in the UK called Richard J. Aldrich, who is a professor at Nottingham University where I studied. And he's written articles for The Guardian. And I think he's now a professor at Warwick University. He's since moved. He's put lots of books out there, sort of delving into the behind the scenes intelligence of the Bosnian conflict and what really went on there with the Pentagon's involvement. And obviously they set up, following the end of the war, they set up terrorist training camps in Bosnia, these Muslims that had been funded, and eventually it was all blowback again and it came back onto the Pentagon, and they became the ones that eventually we were basically in conflict with there. So another classic example of the sort of using these groups and bin Laden as the pawns in the chess game for the Western intelligence services. And, you know, when they're done with them, they simply discard them. They simply get rid of them or have to fight them. And, you know, when they become useful again, they will shift them into a different territory, as they did in when the NATO bombing of Yugoslavia occurred in 1999, where bin Laden's fighters were moved into Kosovo, which is in Serbia's southern provinces, to aid the Kosovo Liberation Army, which was basically an Albanian terrorist faction. So again, another example, it was, you know, the US and NATO and the Kosovo Liberation Army with Al-Qaeda that were involved in the terrorist acts that were triggering responses from the Serbian authorities that eventually led to the conflicts there. And, you know, eventually before weeks, and this went on for years, and weeks before 9/11, we were still helping, still using Al-Qaeda there. Some fighters were airlifted out of Macedonia on US planes, according to German intelligence sources. Which means, obviously, that our intelligence was still, you know, aiding Al-Qaeda fighters at that time, weeks before 9/11. And then, of course, there was a similar event which occurred following the invasion of Afghanistan in November 2001, where hundreds of fighters, hundreds of Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters were flown out of Afghanistan into Pakistan on Pakistani cargo planes, which couldn't have possibly happened without the Pentagon's knowledge because they'd secured the region at that time. But sort of going back to the mid-90s, another place where bin Laden popped up, this mythical terror mastermind, was Libya in 1996, when it was revealed that by French intelligence that there was a plot to assassinate Gaddafi, which obviously has ramifications for what's going on in Libya now. As it was revealed by French intelligence that Western intelligence services had wired $200,000 to a cell controlled by bin Laden, which moved into Libya to initiate a grenade attack on Gaddafi. And after the plot failed, I think the Libyans released footage of the attack on TV, claiming it was a Western attack. And this was then verified by sources that worked in MI5 here and French intelligence. And the Libyans issued an arrest warrant for bin Laden, which was an Interpol arrest warrant, which was the first actual arrest warrant for him. But it was actively blocked by MI6, who were obviously wary of their own ties to the plot to assassinate Gaddafi being exposed. And, you know, this has all been revealed in mainstream media sources. And terrorists from that cell in Libya went on to, they were, the same terrorists who went on to conduct the bombings on the embassies in Africa in the late 90s. So, again, it's an example of bin Laden and Al-Qaeda being groomed, funded, trained, used, aided, moved around like pawns in a chess game. And so we arrive at the situation now where, you know, we've got bin Laden as the ultimate boogeyman in this crazy false raid. And it all stems back to this. And we can give a few more examples as well of him being an intelligence asset. We can point to the time he was in Sudan and around the same time as the Libya plot in the mid-90s. It was known that he was in Sudan. The government there contacted the CIA and offered to have him arrested. Obviously, it was the Clinton administration at this time. They offered to have him arrested and shipped off to Saudi Arabia, where he could be held in custody and then extracted from there by the Americans should they wish to do so. But the Clinton administration turned the offer down from the Sudanese government because they said they didn't have enough of a case to indict bin Laden, which is on its face ridiculous, because at the time he was publicly known as the greatest financier of terrorist projects around the world. Obviously, behind the scenes, there's more going on to them, but publicly that's what he was known as. But still, the Clinton administration didn't have a case, it claimed. So that was the first opportunity they had to capture him and extract him and deal with him back then, all those years before 9/11. And the Saudis refused to cooperate with it anyway, obviously because of their own intelligence ties to him as well. The fallout of all that was bin Laden was expelled from Sudan and he went to Afghanistan, where we know he went on to conduct all the other plots he did. He chartered a flight from Afghanistan in 1996 with 150 followers, including some of his family, to Afghanistan. And on the way, the plane actually stopped and refueled in Qatar, the Gulf state of Qatar, which is also an ally, a friendly nation to Washington. The authorities there would have contacted the Americans. Still, he was allowed to proceed after that stop in Qatar. And there were also, other opportunities for Clinton to capture and bring to justice bin Laden. In 2000, the Taliban offered to hand bin Laden over to a Gulf state through unofficial channels. Contacted the Clinton administration and offered to do this, and but the proviso was it was through unofficial channels. Sent out at the time the senior counterterrorism advisor Richard Clark, who has since gone on to reveal, you know, a lot of interesting facts about what went on at that time. They sent Richard Clark to the United Arab Emirates, which was the Gulf state involved in supposedly taking bin Laden from the Taliban. Who later, you know, the United Arab Emirates later denied that there was any kind of plot to offer bin Laden over. And it was basically revealed that because the White House had gone through official channels and not unofficial channels to do all this, as had been demanded, that the opportunity fell through again. So, you know, you can search for details of all these opportunities of to seize bin Laden. I think it was the Sunday Times that broke this a number of years ago, and the articles are still out there, so all this information is still out there. After we come back from the break, we're going to look at opportunities post...
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 400.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later,
we continue to be told that we're gonna be attacked any second. We're under more danger now than we were before, as the TSA continues to fry travellers in the airports and stick their hands down your trousers. We're discussing the psychological resurrection of Osama bin Laden on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Steve Watson. Alex is away for a couple of days. Like I said before, we've got Aaron Dykes coming up in the third hour, so stay around for that. Before, we were discussing chances to grab bin Laden that were overlooked or ignored purposefully previous to 9/11. And after 9/11, and as Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, has famously testified, bin Laden was working with the CIA right up until 9/11 and beyond 9/11, really, because we had reports of bin Laden being visited by CIA officials in July 2001 in a hospital in Dubai, an American hospital, where he was being treated for kidney disease. And the CIA agents visited there and later bragged about this. Obviously, he was reported to have serious kidney disease, and that is a factor in the reason why many people believe this current raid hoax to be just that, a hoax, because he's been dead for a long time, because there's no way he could have been hiding out on a kidney dialysis machine plotting the greatest, the biggest terrorist plot in the history of America, in the history of the world. I mean, it's relatively common knowledge as well that the bin Laden family was allowed to be flown out of the US following the attacks. If you've seen Michael Moore's film, it's even in there, he goes into it. So that's relatively common knowledge. But what's not common knowledge about that is the fact that the FBI knowingly allowed one of those flights to be chartered by bin Laden himself. This is something we revealed in 2007, 2008, when Judicial Watch, the sort of watchdog, the government watchdog, obtained documents through the Freedom of Information Act, which outlined the fact that the FBI knew that one of the flights that the bin Laden family, which is a vast, extensive family, Saudi millionaires, were flown out of the U.S., after 9/11, they knew that one of the flights was chartered by bin Laden himself. Which is incredible, given that he was... You must remember that in the first early days after 9/11, you know, it was only the media that was speculating that bin Laden was the big mastermind behind the operation. So, at that time, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't official, but the FBI still knew that he was, you know, the biggest terrorist in the world, and they allowed him to charter a flight with his own family out of the US. So we'll get into more about this after the break, and then we've got Aaron Dykes coming up. So stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show live.
Visit GCNlive.com today.